Keeping My Mind Active. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Keeping my mind active. How easy it is for all of us to drop into the mode of knowing what we know best and standing with what we know best and not being active in the new possibilities of what we know best and how we can allow it to share itself. Now, my work is philosophy, and I love philosophy. I share ideas and thoughts that can make my life a lot more interesting, a lot more exciting, and it's a wonderful project. It's a wonderful thing to do. And as I do this, I sometimes feel that there's only one way to do it. There's only one way to do it. Over the years, I have made many affirmations, and these affirmations are positive and good and beautiful and uplifting. They're affirmations that have changed my life and the lives of a lot of other people. But as time goes on, the affirmations change. The direction of our thinking changes. The world around us is changing a little bit. The universal affirmations are always the same. Universal affirmations that affirm our reality and our divinity and our perfection, they always remain the same. However, the way we approach them sometimes can be different. We used to say statements that were good and positive, but as we evolved out of those statements. We used to say the power of the universe vibrates. I think my thoughts and the power of the universe vibrates to manifest it. Remember that one? That was a very good one. We did that for 10, 20 years, and it had a lot of benefit to us. But as we come to the idea of power, we realize that the power of the universe doesn't vibrate to manifest things. Things all exist. There's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new created. Everything exists. What the power of the universe, if we want to call it that, what our attention is to reveal it. I place my attention on the desire of my heart, and I reveal it. I place my attention on the desire of my heart, and I reveal it. I place my attention on the desire of my heart, and I reveal it. Now, this is positive, this is true, and we'll probably polish this one up a little bit and come up with some even more significant way of saying it. But the rhythm, the power of the universe vibrates to manifest. You know, I think my thought, and the power of the universe vibrates to manifest. Well, here, I think my thought, and my attention to it reveals it. Yeah. I think my thought and my attention to that thought reveals it. We have to keep our mind active and keep our mind ever flowing with new and vital ways of looking at things. A job that I have held for an infinite number of years is that of being an editor. And I edit books and I edit articles, and I edit magazines, and I edit newspapers, and I edit pictures, and I edit everything I do. And I've become so much an editor that I'm a pain in the neck, I'm sure, to a lot of people who do not want me to edit what they're doing. They just want to share with me what they're doing and let me take it for whatever value it comes across. Well, when I know I'm not at work, I'm still an editor. That's just part of my being, part of my consciousness, part of my training in my life. And so, no matter what I read it from what do they really want to say, not to what I want to say. I would perhaps say it quite differently. But using the words of the writer or the speaker, what do they want to say? And are their words choice words to say what they want to say? Are they using a great deal of redundancy in saying what they want to say? Now, I have to modernize myself, and I have to update myself in thinking about what I hear and and see other people doing. My purpose as a spiritual counselor or as a spiritual leader in any way, my purpose is to direct people's thoughts, attitudes, consciousness to their highest and best. And when I hear a person bemeaning themselves, demoaning themselves, putting themselves down in any way, I say to them directly, "Now just a minute, what did you mean to say by that?" Not that they're saying something wrong or saying something right, but is how they said it the most effective way that they can do it? Keeping my mind active makes me constantly on the alert to this. A friend sent a newsletter the other day, and as I read the newsletter, I saw the newsletter had a few directions to it that were not really positive. It was a preachy newsletter in a little way, and it needed to be sort of unpreachy, more of an affirmation than it is that you should do, but I do. This is why I always train everyone that I train to be first person present tense positive, to speak in the I form. Because to speak in the I form, you have to stop and think, what am I saying? I like me. Now, do you really like yourself? I am happy. Are you really happy? You know, now you can say, we are happy. We think these thoughts, that old editorial we that I had used in my newspaper and magazine work and my radio and television work for so many years, got along just fine. But it's not a beneficial word. It's a word of emptiness. I cannot speak for you. I cannot speak for a group of people. I cannot speak for anyone else in my life. I can only speak for myself. So I can only say, I feel this is what I would like to do. I feel that if I were asked to go to that movie, I wouldn't go because it's not my type of movie. I feel that if I had the opportunity to go to that movie, wow, I would jump at it as quick as you can say yes, and I would go and enjoy it. But you see, we have this dichotomy about us, this dualism about us, where we say I, we, you, they, and we get all confused. And we get confused by not letting our minds be active. And when our minds are active, we're not right, we're not wrong, we're just having fun. There's nothing that I'm going to say that's going to change somebody else's world, but it's going to change my world. And as I say, there now is peace on earth, there now is peace on earth for me in my world, in my thoughts, in my actions. And as I keep active in this consideration, then that is the consideration and that is the experience that my life has. Keeping my mind active is a very dedicated thing that I do. Keeping my mind active to the attitudes that are beneficial to me, to the experiences that are beneficial to me, is something really important. And I place my attention on it very fully. Keeping my mind active is something that I work on virtually every day of my life, every minute of my life. Because I know that an active mind is a mind that is alert, alive, and enjoying this dimension of life, enjoying this dimension of being. I can go off into dream world, into other areas, but if I don't put it into the now, if I don't put it into my presence now, then it is nothing but a fantasy that I don't have much confidence in. And I want to have absolute confidence in the fantasies that I dream up, because I know they're true. And if I'm going to think about them at all, let's reveal them in their fullness. Now that demands keeping an active mind. Kind of fun, isn't it? Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.